I think that video was a great depiction of how circular motion and simple harmonic motion are related. Again, recall that the pressure of vibrating air molecules increases and decreases due to displacement, called simple harmonic motion. This produces a pure tone, which is essentially a sinusoid. It's important to also understand a bit about the amplitude of vibration, because as you'll learn later, this is related to the intensity or volume of any particular sound. Let's use a tuning fork as an example to understand more about particle displacement and amplitude. If a tuning fork is struck, when the pure tone that's produced comes to 90 degrees of phase, the tines of the tuning fork itself are the farthest from the point of rest, and the adjacent air molecules are forced into their most dense state. This is referred to as maximum compression. Similarly, when the tone that's produced reaches 270 degrees of phase, the tuning fork tines have vibrated the farthest down, and the adjacent air molecules are spread out, referred to as maximal rarefaction. The amplitude of a sine wave, then, is related to the size of the source vibration, in this example, the tuning fork.